everybody eats when they come to my house.
John Lendorf, it's time to work in the garden, to sow the field.
Tis the season to plant, whether you start from seed or flowers. Are you planting anything this year?
We'll probably plant some tomatoes. That's about as ambitious as we get.
A little basil, maybe?
Oh, yeah, we could do some basil.
Yeah, I'm going to do some tomatoes. I always do gigantic sunflowers. But I'm also planting two mixes, butterfly-friendly and bee-friendly. And literally, I live in a townhome with a small back porch, but I'm going to have a bunch of stuff on, poking up into the sun there.
Bees have been in the news because of certain pesticides that are very damaging to bee health, and we've seen a rapid decline in some parts of the country, many parts of the country, in the bee population as a result.
Colony die-off is huge, and I know people who have, brought bees in and had them die within a month. All of them, they disappear. So it's a serious problem. Obviously, at your own place, if you're going to use pesticides and other things, find out what they do to the bees, because without them, we wouldn't have cheese and a lot of other things. And if you want to read a little more about this, about two things, I have two blogs up. And one of them is about starting from seeds, which you can still do with certain things. The other one is about, I talked to a cheesemaker from Oregon about the impact of bees on cheesemaking. And it's really pretty interesting.
So what is the connection between bees and cheese, briefly?
What do cows eat?
They eat grass.
They eat grass. It's important that the natural world around the cows is also safe. So if there are pesticides and herbicides that kill bees, chances are they will, go through the system, and that would be your system.
More information about bees locally and what you can do to help them thrive is at bouldercountybeekeepers.org.
And buy local seeds. There's two companies, BBB and Botanical Interests, that get seeds right here. And that helps too.
Seeds, bees, cheese, double E's.
I love it.
All right. Any other food news?
Pie. The Illinois legislature recently named pumpkin pie the Illinois state pie. And, I'm all about celebrating pie. I don't know whether you knew that. But it's sad because apparently that's the only thing that the two sides in the legislature in Illinois can agree on, in which case they all deserve a pie in the face.
Do we have a state pie in Colorado?
We do not, and we should, and it probably should be pumpkin.
I think the movement begins now. And what was the best thing you ate this week?
Well, the best thing I ate this week is actually a request. I'm wondering what your best thing, not you, Sam, but you out there. You know, every week we end Radio Nibbles with what's the best thing? I want to know what your best thing is, and I'd like you to, the best thing you ate in the past week or recently, and you know how that goes. And send it to radionibbles@kgnu.org, and we'll talk about them in the coming weeks.
Radionibbles@kgnu.org, the way to reach John, the way to send your best things you've eaten or best thing you tasted. And you can connect to John's blog there and listen to archive episodes of the program. Until next week.
Keep growing.
You have a knish, ask him the latke, matke. Shilly con carne for Barney.